Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Well, I saw a pretty interesting headline recently that Charleston is ranked as the fastest growing life sciences metro hub in the country. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Life sciences, the fastest growing in the country?
Yeah. So this is an organization called Commercial Cafe, which is a real estate group. Now, part of the key to this is Charleston starting with a small base relative to some other places. So just to kind of put this in perspective, Commercial Cafe says, in terms of life sciences, Charleston has about 27,000 square feet of space available. Well, the number one in the country has 27 million square feet. That's Boston. Different universe in terms of size, but still, you know, a lot of good traction. And that got me looking into the ecosystem down there. And I think the first thing that is key to know about this is it's got the full support of David Cole, who's MUSC president. You know, every Renaissance needs a Medici. So you've got to have somebody in a really high position that's a patron. And David has really stepped up and provided good vision and leadership. And so you think about, you know, putting together the ecosystem for an innovation district and what would you need? Well, one of the things that they brought in is an organization called Blue Sky Labs. And they do things like provide co-location space and lab space. That's the first tangible organization to locate in the MUSC Innovation District. So, you know, they're going to take on that kind of co-location service. And, you know, other places in the state have something similar. In Greenville up at Crescent One, there's an similar organization called Flywheel. But, I mean, that's an important part of the ecosystem. And then, of course, SC Bio has, you know, really got some momentum. They're going to be located in this same Blue Sky Labs. They're going to be a tenant there. I mean, they're already 80% occupancy. So, you know, they've put together a number of companies and organizations. I think it's encouraging that SC Bio is partnering with MassBio. So, you know, Charleston doesn't really have a critical mass of resources by itself. And I think it's tempting to try to do something like this on your own. And I'm not really sure we're going to pull that out. But if they can partner with an established ecosystem like Boston, then they can tap into that expertise. You know, you think about the regulatory expertise that's needed, you know, with the FDA, you know, the venture capital that's focused on life sciences. So SC Bio has created this program called SC Bio Drive. And there's actually seven companies that are in the initial incubation program. They're all startups. And, you know, they've introduced them to a lot of company executives that have experience and connections. Charles River Labs, Deloitte, Eli Lilly, people like that. So it's a really good way for these companies to get, you know, the exposure they need. And so when you look at it, you know, holistically, it just looks like a whole lot of parts and pieces are coming together, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And I know this falls right into, you know, this focus area of yours, and that is creating more high-paying jobs in the state and connecting these types of jobs to university research.
Yeah, and, you know, I think what needs to happen is you need the university as a driver is happening here. You know, one of the interesting things is if they're going to focus in particular on oncology and neuroscience. Well, those are two areas where MUSC has a lot of strength, raises a lot of research dollars because it's healthcare related and they raise a lot of money from the National Institutes of Health. MUSC has about $360 million a year in sponsored research. That's more than any other university in the state. So they're building on that strength that they have down there. But, you know, if Clemson's going to do similar things, if University of South Carolina's going to do similar things, that not only do they need the research, but they need to put that entire ecosystem together like is happening in Charleston around MUSC. So, you know, it's very encouraging that this is happening, and maybe it becomes a model. You know, maybe we see this happen in some other places in the state.
Well, John, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.